Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's 6:39 in the morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Kidda. Coming up at 9:15, we peak for the week. I believe our friend Rudy is joining us for the review of The Incredibles 2 and Tag.
Yes.
Hooman, are you ready?
I am so ready.
To blow the mind of the Bay Area.
So excited. Two really surprisingly worthwhile films without giving up too much.
How many Persian carpets would you say The Incredibles got from you?
Definitely.
The original one?
The original?
No, the new one.
Oh.
The new one, definitely more than two, but less than six.
Oh, for God's sake.
How much did you give the first one?
Oh, at least four. I can't remember.
That was the best Pixar movie. I love that movie.
So good.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidda's worry-free alarm. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidda, technology that saves lives.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. Spend some time at the Bay Club this summer. You will be glad you did.
Yeah.
You'll
relaxing.
Like it. Right.
Need a little break.
And that free 3-day pass. Easy.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. Oh, darn it. Sorry. I'm having troubles. Give me 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
What's happening?
The Beautiful Game.
Oh.
Worldwide. Mm. It begins this morning. The World Cup. We've waited forever for it,
Sarah. Oh, my God. I've been waiting and waiting, Vinny. What's the first game?
It's Russia versus Saudi Arabia at 8 o'clock this morning. All so right. The bars are anticipating your arrival.
So to put that in perspective, those are arguably the two very worst teams in the World Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, Russia's always bad every time the World Cup happens, and they want to start off the...
Don't say that again.
Sorry, Vlad. But they want to start off the World Cup with a win, so they're choosing the team.
Oh, so they put the, I see.
They game the system to get the very worst team to play against for the very first game.
Well, but how come America's not in it? Aren't they the worst team?
No,
then?
We didn't qualify.
Yeah,
so they're worse than Russia. Yeah.
No, they
we're
got automatically in because they're hosting.
Yeah.
Just like we'll get automatically in when we're hosting.
Yeah, in 2026, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. will all get to go in.
So 60 games in U.S., 10 in Mexico, and 10 in Canada.
And speaking of, one of the, because the reason that the United States is a really good location for the World Cup is we have these ridiculously huge and extravagant stadiums all over the country.
Hello, Avaya.
Well, no, they're talking about Levi's.
Oh.
No, this is World Cup. This is like as big a crowd as you can squeeze
game, right?
into
spectator-wise.
It.
Spectator-wise, but Avaya is so beautiful.
It is, but it's not big enough.
Dang.
Not even close to big enough.
That is too bad.
So they'll be looking at, in fact, one of the things I saw them talking about yesterday was they could try and put them in these college football stadiums, which might even carry 20,000 more spectators than the pro sport stadiums.
Yeah, well, if they do the Big House in Michigan, where the Wolverines play, what's up, Jim Harbaugh? That's 100,000 people, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Damn.
And so,
well, they'll play them all over, right? I mean, it's not going to be 60 games. They'll be spread out everywhere.
But Levi's is in the running, so that'd be cool to have a game here or two.
The Big House holds 107,000 people.
Wow. Damn. What is Levi Holt. I keep wanting to say Candlestick.
I think it's 40,000.
Oh, that's I think it. It's more like 60.
Yeah, I would think a football stadium.
68,000.
Okay. There you go.
Wow.
Anyway, so it's that kind of comprehensive breakdown of the World Cup that you're going to get here each day.
Every day. Vinny. We'll be talking like we know what we're talking
Sports
about.
Guy.
Tune in and check us out.
Yeah. Get all your updates on the beautiful game here.
Right.
Football.
So the latest election update for the San Francisco mayor's position is that London Breed is your new mayor.
All right. Wow. London
she
Breed.
Has won.
I did. I was watching the news yesterday, and I texted Tara Moriarty, her little campaign manager. I shouldn't say little.
She's tiny.
Well, she's so sweet. And I said, congratulations. She goes, thanks. So they're super happy. So.
I'll bet they are. Well, Tara's like, well, yeah, I still have a job.
Exactly. Good for you, Tara.
So Mark Leno conceded the race with a congratulatory call to London Breed. She is the second woman. Do you know who the first is?
Diane Feinstein.
It is Diane.
And I only know that because I said to use that the other day. I go, have we ever had a woman marry before? She goes, yeah, Diane Feinstein. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
She took over. I didn't know that.
Well, I was a kid when she was here.
I believe she took over after Harvey Milk was murdered.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And served that term as well as one more. Maybe?
Yeah, didn't you say she was like 79 to 88 or something?
She was up there, so good. But the first black woman, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So London is the second woman and the first African-American woman elected mayor of San Francisco. So congratulations. You just got a whole lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time
she
with
did,
that.
First thing mentioned was homeless. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
She's going to serve until 2020, which is basically finishing the term of Mayor Ed Lee, who died in December at the age of 65.
Oh, and so then, this isn't a whole new term for her. This was a special election to fill that seat.
Right.
All right.
And so she'll have to go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll either kick some ass in the next year and a half or she
It's going to take longer than that to take care of what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she'll have to run again. Mm. Good luck.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like those problems are
tough. They're hard problems.
Mm-hmm. So this story, I've been meaning to update you on it because it's so shocking that an FBI agent would be in a bar dancing.
Packing
a gun. Mm. So much so that when he did a back handspring on the floor, his gun went flying out. And as he reached for it, he pulled the trigger, fired it off.
So does that mean it didn't have a safety on, or does
safeties? Glocks don't have safeties.
Oh. It just really seems like if you know you have a gun stuffed in your waistband at your back, that maybe backflips wouldn't be on the agenda. I mean, he must have been having so much fun at this party, and what moves he's got!
Watch me.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh, are you doing the box
dance party?
Yeah. Oh.
Boy, the FBI agent who's accused of accidentally shooting a man while dancing at a club earlier this month has turned himself in and has been formally charged with second-degree assault. Bishop, 29, is scheduled to appear. Actually, he appeared, it looks like, yesterday. But they're now waiting on his blood alcohol content test.
Well, he's at a party. I mean, we know it's not going to be zero, right?
Well, he probably turned himself in like 8 hours after, right?
Well, so that's the thing that people are saying right now is that this guy should have been arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that he's an FBI agent.
Right.
He fired a gun in a night. In my opinion, and this is just me, so what that he hit someone or didn't? He fired a gun.
Basically into a crowd.
Yeah, like if he'd missed people, do you think that's like, oh, well, shoof. It's okay. Have
he
a good
just
one.
Accidentally dropped his gun.
No,
it's a big
dude,
deal.
You dropped your gun while throwing a backflip in a nightclub,
you
and
big
then you fired
dunce.
It off. Like, if you even get to stay an FBI agent, you're going to Montana. The end.
Yeah, forget Montana. It's too nice there.
Does the article
Alaska?
Does the article say how much the guy who got shot is going to get?
Oh, no.
Oh,
but
is he suing over?
Oh, I'm sure.
Dude, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't
even
sue for that?
Even I would.
I mean, I would sue for that. I mean,
I'm gonna,
oh, my. I can't walk
I'm
going
to lawyer up.
It's like, I'm just trying to have fun at a party, and this idiot just shot me in the leg. I
That's
think I'll be
slam.
Suing.
Ow!
That's a slam dunk for at least 10 mil, right?
We have to do all the sound effects today, because Bryn's out with the gout.
For real, he's got the gout. We're not kidding.
Yeah. Let's call him and see how much pain he's in.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're not going to call him?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know his number. I don't know anybody's number.
You know his number. What are you talking about?
I'm sure I could find it.
You use kitchen towels?
Yeah.
fan. I mean, the kitchen towel.
I like a kitchen towel. I don't want to use a paper towel for everything. But I have a huge... I'm a fan. I like to have them, but I'm not a fan because I have this huge stack of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they're all clean, it's like it's just like this towering stack, which is kind of looks like crap, like a big pile of laundry, basically, on your kitchen counter.
You know, each city has tons of conference rooms and meetings. You know, people, they all politic to get these meetings to come into town. And, hey, have your conference here,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it looks like Atlanta won the American Society for Microbiology's annual meeting.
Oh.
Congratulations.
As long as it's not the kitchen towel meeting.
Well no.
Microbiology. I know what's going to, I know what the story is going to be about.
Stuff in there.
You can't, that's the thing about the kitchen towel. It's good for, you know, wiping your hands once if you're handling meat. And I don't know if you're just drying dishes, I guess you can hang it out. But
one of the studies that was presented at the annual meeting is that it's extremely possible to get food poisoning from your kitchen towels.
Yeah, why you need the huge pile of them, because you've got to go through them.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not turning those out on a regular basis, you're risking your health and your family's.
Right. Because if you have three, you don't have enough. I know. They hang out. And God, you know, you don't even want them to get to the point where they start to have that kitchen towel smell.
Mm-hmm. 8% of people say they normally use the same towel for a month.
Oh.
What?
And I bet you it's higher. Because it's one of those things that you take for granted.
That's, you don't think about it.
Or you have some that are the same color, so you figure, we must have changed this one out.
Well, we have a whole system at my house. Once you've taken a towel off the top thing, you put it in a certain place. If it's just been water, like you dried your washed hands or whatever, and it's in a certain, and it goes into this little bowl that sits up on the thing if it needs to go to the laundry room. If you used your hands up for, you know, food prep to wipe.
And everybody, when was that meeting?
That's always been the way.
Right, but there must have been a meeting to get everybody on the same page.
Just growing up in our house was enough for them to know.
Everyone
knows. Like, that's not where that goes. Huh. That has food on it. That goes in the bowl. That needs to go to the laundry room. But if you've just dried your hands, like I can pick up a towel that's sitting on my counter because it's in the spot that I know someone just dried their hands on it. This is, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question.
Okay.
So when John, your brother, visits and he's there in your house.
No, he's not going to know about this.
Will there be a sit-down meeting like, listen,
rules, yeah.
You don't eat cereal from this bowl because this is where the dirty rags live.
No, it's a big bowl, and there's always dirty rags in it, most of the, you know, because as I walk by, I scoop them up and walk them into the laundry room. But there's, you know, that's where our napkins go, because we use cloth napkins, and we, you know, all the kitchen laundry goes into that bowl. I should actually put a sign that says kitchen laundry, and then he'll know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, because,
yes,
you know.
I'll tell him what our...
Good point, though, Vinny. Will there be a meeting for rules upon him and his wife entering your home and now living there?
There, not only will there,
next
I'm sure, be a meet,
in,
I know,
August,
2 months.
In August.
Mm-hmm. I know my brother's going to live with me.
Oh, August is going to be hairball for all of us. Well, at least you and me.
Yeah.
Our
new baby.
D-day for you. Oh, right. My goodness.
We all have new visitors coming to stay forever at our
August
house.
August is going to be gnarly.
Yeah.
So, i.e. hairball for you, Zet.
Yeah.
I can't handle anything right now. You do it.
Uh-huh. So is there going to be
had extensive conversations about, and he's not going to, it looks like he's going to have a condo. He's going to find a condo to rent.
And,
yeah, so it'll be.
Well, is that going to be right away? Or?
Yes. That's the hope. So maybe we won't have to have the meeting. But we had a meeting about, like, it's like, look, we have a standing Friday night cards game. You know, yes, obviously
deal.
There'll be.
Oh, he's not invited?
Well, it's you know, us and our close friends, and we have this whole thing going on, and it's a four-hand
game. You don't need
game.
Him trying to get in
I said,
on
look,
your
you know,
good
you're
times.
You're gonna have your friends out here, and we're going to have ours, and I just want to make sure that, I said, plenty of times the card game will have to be set aside, but I want you to know that we have this and we want to continue to have our own separate. Right, you can't come to that.
You told
or
him
he
that.
Can come, yes. But his wife can't because she doesn't like other women there.
What?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she want another? Why
you don't want other?
You're
women
the one.
There.
You don't
oh,
want
no,
his
no,
wife.
It's
there.
Not the poker game. The poker game, you know.
Oh, the poker game.
The poker game is
women.
All dudes, right? I don't like any because the other they just want to talk. It's like, please stop talking to me. Just because I'm a woman does not mean I'm not totally into this poker game. Like, you're distracting me. Of course, six drinks in. Anything goes.
Six drinks? My God.
Listen, those poker games take hours.
All right. My goodness.
Yeah.
Six drinks.
Stop
Don't
it.
Don't even act like that, Mr. Bottle in the Closet.
Yeah.
And under the couch. Say that story of when you playing with your dog, you found it under the couch. That's such a good story.
Oh, that is a good one.
And then he started
He was
again.
Trying to be
he
sober.
Was
yeah,
to quit,
he was,
and then
he was
the
sober
bottle,
for like
yeah.
a day, and then he was playing with his dog and spied him.
Hey,
there's a sip left in that.
You know what's a good idea?
No, it was a full bottle
of Jesus.
Vodka.
Oh, Jesus. How could you have misplaced a full bottle of vodka?
I had them everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, that was just one of those.
In case I just make the mistake of being sober for a minute, I'm just going to roll a few of these under furniture.
Anyway, six drinks in.
Yeah. That's then the game is pretty much, Hooman can tell you. The
it
game
gets
falls
sloppy
apart.
By
it gets
then.
A little sloppy. And then, you know, usually Pat's run out of money, and so he's grabbed a guitar, and it's just become kind of a poker game slash drunken jam session.
But your brother needs to know that you're not having him at your regular card games.
Like right.
Gin Rummy, you're out, kid. Sorry.
Spades. Right.
Spades.
It's a four-hand, it's a four-person game, and we have a standing thing.
And you don't want to be the butt of his jokes. This is your time with your friends, and he's going to break into his nonsense about you and your sister in the bath or whatever that was. Rap was. I missed the best stand-up routine on you from him.
Yeah,
it's a legend, that
and
routine.
It will always remain shrouded in mystery.
I'm so bummed about
Who
it.
Who knows what he said? Oh, Yuzi doesn't remember.
No, I don't, and I was sitting right in the front.
Yeah, it was funny, though. He's funny.
I remember laughing my ass off.
Yeah. Can't remember one thing from it, though, can you? It's nice.
Not really.
It's good. You're a good friend.
You know, I leave things behind.
Me too. Oh, look at the time.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 7:06, Thursday morning. We have a big show for you today. We're peaking for the week at 9:15 with Hooman's movies reviews.
Thank you.
That's right.
It always hurts.
All the hard work we do, and yet, you know, he waltzes in here 9:15 on a Thursday and wins the week.
Well, takes that, right over.
That 6 a.m. break was phenomenal today. I mean, we barely even got to one story. It was some of the best radio I've heard in a long time.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. Wow. High
Look
praise. High praise from Hooman. So a semi-peak for the week. That's our peak so far.
Ovation.
Oh, a round of applause.
Whoa.
Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, look at
thank
that.
You, Hooman.
So
right.
generous. You know what? He's great and generous. Mm,
my God. He never stops giving. That's next year. Time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Technology Credit Union. TechCU. Bank happily ever after. Visit techcu.com. To get started. Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby hasn't been sentenced yet, but his punishment has already begun, according to the not always reliable Radar Online. Mm-hmm. Bill's wife Camille's moved out of their home in Philly and, by the way, took the whole staff with her. So he does have one person there who cares for him because he is blind and he's elderly. And I don't know, maybe he's never made himself food or done his own laundry. I don't know what his situation is.
I don't know to say that he's blind. I think
he
that
says
he,
he's blind.
He
right?
says he is, and I think he has what I have.
Oh.
But also, I feel like he has put on an act for the public and prosecutors.
He wants our sympathy.
For sure. And so I think he's making it, my stupid opinion, that he's making it worse.
Oh.
Then it might be.
Any lawyer would direct him to do that.
Absolutely.
Correct.
You need
right.
to be as
you
sympathetic
carry
as
that
possible.
Stick everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But whether
I mean,
you need it or not.
You see him oftentimes carrying the stick. You're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
When you need it, you're going to use
saying,
it.
Right.
So he's actually carrying it.
Right.
He's not using it. But he is 80 years old, and your eyes deteriorate quick with that kind of disease.
Right.
But whatever, Bill.
I know.
So this is the part I don't get about your story is that Camille has supported him and blamed and finger pointed at a lot of people that they've been attacking him wrongly. So So now we're getting from this, or I'm to gather from this, that she...
I think that was also what a lawyer asked her to do, because the rumor is that she's about to file for divorce. She moved to another home they have, apparently, in Massachusetts. He also has not had any contact with his three kids. Mm. No one wants to hear that their dad did this, and I think that while I'm sure outwardly they wanted to show support and, you know, hope that he wouldn't be convicted, who knows, even if he hadn't been convicted, maybe they were all like, I'll stick with you through this trial, and then we're going to, there'll be a reassessment. But it looks like she's moved out. She's going to file for divorce. This is according to Radar Online, so who knows, really.
It's no big surprise, is it?
It really isn't. Yeah. Oh, other sources are reporting it, too. Mm-hmm. Bill is basically on house arrest until his sentencing in September. He is living alone with a single employee to take care of him. A source said he is literally home alone. She even took the staff with her. His three living children have abandoned him. They're with Camille at some home in Massachusetts. They haven't visited their dad in months. This supposed source is saying that Bill begged Camille to stay, but she's not interested. She wants to leave this scandal behind her. She has no interest in seeing Bill. She doesn't want his reputation affecting the life she's building for herself. And once he is behind bars, her plan is, I'm selling that house in Philly. So that's how Bill Cosby's morning is going.
Now, so many people... I haven't looked into this part of it enough to have an opinion on it, but so many people had said that she was aware of his likes.
Well, and he would have his people get her out of there when he was going to be making a move on someone. And I just don't think that, you know, if you're a married couple and he's having his handlers handle you, and there are women hanging around the next morning or, you know, and looking confused and disheveled, you know, how could you not know? I don't know if she knew about the whole drugging thing. I don't really know what she knew.
That's sort of where I was going. Right. I'm curious. This reaction after the fact would lead me to believe either she didn't know or just is now like, well, this doesn't work with the life I'm trying to lead, so I'm out. But meanwhile, she sat there that whole time if she knew. I don't know.
That had to be difficult.
Yeah, we'll never know that. So right. No
point. Until her book comes out next year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know,
with a rapist.
Right.
Like Camille Cosby.
I wonder if things would be markedly different if he hadn't been convicted.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right?
Right. I mean, is it possible for someone to have had blind... I mean, you know, this was going on for 40 years. More, probably. Like, could she have been... Could she truly have been oblivious? Like, I actually believe Georgina Chapman when she says, look, I thought I had this supportive partner and I... had no idea that he was forcing women to do... I'm talking about Harvey Weinstein and his wife, Georgina Chapman.
Who, I'm sure she heard
she was like, I was blindsided. Mm-hmm. Could Camille have been blindsided?
I don't know.
It seems impossible.
Well, if that's the case, if she did know, then this is pretty sucky of her to be like, okay, well, you're busted. Bye. I'm going to take the money that I've sat around, that I earned.
Right.
By being silent.
That $400 million you're worth?
All these years.
Yeah, I'll be taking that.
And I'm going to go live the rest of my days in, you know.
Massachusetts. I actually wonder if when the whole thing began, if he offered her money to stay, please stand by me. This would be helpful to me in my court appearances if my wife is there. And there was a monetary offer made.
So hard to put ourselves in the dynamic of any couple, though.
I know.
Every couple develops these weird ways of dealing with each other, whether it's just how you're going to get sex from each other, on, you know, get our needs met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have definitely come up against things where even in my own life, I'm like, well, this is what I'd like. Could you try and be a little more romantic or a little smoother about it? Well, I mean, we're going on 10 years. Can't we just be...
Can't I be direct with
you?
Yeah,
I mean, really? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Really. Yeah, okay. Exactly. 10 years.
Yeah.
Help a sister out over here.
So,
how many more am I going to have to put? Is it just going to get worse from here?
This thing over here needs to get in the mood.
Yeah.
Help me out.
You need to warm this puppy up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
So my point being, all of these different things go into even the most vanilla relationships by comparison to whatever it is. I mean, actually, Bill Cosby's is criminal, so it doesn't really rank in the scale of normal. Mm. And yet, if he's out there doing that, then what is it? What is their relationship like sexually? Can he even enjoy?
That's got to be a big fat zero. I'm sure that she was a roommate. Wouldn't she have had to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Could he have enjoyed?
And did he ever do that to her in the beginning?
I know.
I mean, they've been married since 1964.
Yeah, I just don't know. Anyway, I don't even know what to say about it. I don't even want to wish her well. You know, those people just go away, please. Speaking of love and marriage, and
oh, were we?
Weren't we?
Well, marriage.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading, and I guess I'm just confused, that the ring Ariana Grande got from Pete Davidson, if you haven't heard, they've known each other for a while because she's been on SNL. He's a regular cast member on Saturday Night Live, and she's a world-famous pop star. And they like each other. Mm-hmm. And they're engaged. They've been dating about a month. I'm not kidding.
He's so dating up, it's beyond belief.
Oh, my God, yeah. No doubt. So here's the thing. They're saying that the ring that he got her took 2 weeks to design and make.
What does that mean? Is that bad?
It means that they were like 4 days in when he decided he was going to propose to her. Because
dating up. So you're saying immediately,
I need to lock this down.
Maybe. Or, you know, you've mentioned he has mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. He's been very open about those.
You know, I would think anyone who's had drug or alcohol problems has to be very careful about the moves they make.
And people point out every time we talk to him, you've seen the text, Vinny, since we started talking about Pete Davidson, that his father passed away in 9/11 tragedy and his mental health issues and drug issues started then.
Mm. Well, as you'd expect. 9/11 was
rough.
Beyond belief. Yeah. For no one could have guessed
right.
that could happen. So I get that, but I would think that he'd have people in his life who would say, okay, you really like her, but we're not going to go there yet. You need to pump the brakes.
Slow down.
It's not good for your sobriety to be this deep, this fast. So
feels like you're jumping off a cliff.
Calm the hell down.
Yeah.
He sprung.
It's just insane to think. Like, it was already insane to think that after 2 weeks they'd get. And listen, we're just finding out that they're engaged. We found out this week. I don't know, last Friday. When did this news
Something
come
like
down?
That, yeah.
That they'd gotten engaged and they'd been together at that point, you know, 24 days or some crazy small amount of time. And to think that it had taken 2 weeks to get this ring. And she'd had it for a couple days before we found out that they were engaged. Like, this is just too fast. Maybe he had it in his pocket already. He was just like, the next girl that says something nice to me. And it just happened to be Ariana.
Well, she's a really talented lady. She's
sure.
Gorgeous. She's probably a lot of fun. If you know what I mean.
I'll bet.
I'm sure he's feeling like...
She must go crazy.
I could stay here. But he doesn't have to. Then again... What's it to me, right?
Here she is on stage performing with the ring on.
That's rough, though. He's worth, internet says, $500,000.
Oh.
She's worth $45 million.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, she's a huge star.
And he just spent 20% of his entire net worth on a ring. It's like a 99,000 ring. It's beautiful.
We can't go to dinner for the next year.
I'm not going to be able to really take you anywhere.
She's not worried about that.
No.
Don't
worry. But they have matching tattoos already. Do you see the cloud on her finger?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right on the one right next to it.
Uh-huh.
It actually just looks like a little circle.
He has the same thing.
Oh, they're adorable.
So they not
Obviously,
only...
Obviously, it's going to last forever,
did
right,
he
you guys?
Start totally, the designer ring... After 4 days, but they found someone to take them in for a. I mean, that's a 2 second tattoo, but still.
Yeah. Well, he also got her initials like on his thumb and little bunny ears behind his actual ear, which, you know, he's got short hair. I'm sure people can see that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good luck, kids. Good luck. We talked about this. Man, we really talked about a lot of stuff in the 545 lost 30 or whatever. That was actually very close to an actual lost
that
30.
That was a lost 30, right.
We have podcasts that run. We podcast this whole show every day. If you miss any, oh my God, don't miss a moment. But one of the podcasts that we do each day is this Lost 30, and it's the very first break. We catch up with each other, and, you know, we never know where that break is going to go. Yuzi's often said that's her favorite break, because she's like, there's no agenda, and I know, just rambling, like what we did yesterday, what our hopes and dreams are, you know, whatever, comes out of our mouth.
You want to see the cut on my head?
Yeah, that's where that gets revealed. So this randomly came up. This is sort of a revisitation of the Kesha Dr. Luke story.
Okay.
So Kesha, it was contracted to Sony, and Dr. Luke was her producer. And they had some success together. And about 5 years, and probably more than 5 years ago, I don't know, time is going way too fast. I can't really keep track of when things are happening. But a long time ago, she had come out and said, I can't work with this guy anymore. He sexually assaulted me. I believe she said that he raped her and that he tortured her, that he was sort of in a dominant position and was even like tricking her into doing things. I can't remember all the exact allegations, but it's gotten very messy and very ugly and very sort of widespread. And according to papers in this ongoing legal battle between Kesha and Dr. Luke, Kesha accused Dr. Luke of also raping Katy Perry. That Katy Perry, the singer, the one who's on American Idol. Mm-hmm. These papers were filed by Dr. Luke's legal team as part of his $50 million countersuit against her. The papers say Kesha told Lady Gaga in a text exchange back in February of 2016 that Dr. Luke had also raped Katy Perry. The papers say, following this text message conversation and with Kesha's encouragement, Gaga spread negative messages about Dr. Luke in the press and on social media. So because Kesha told her this, Gaga was outspoken about her thoughts on the whole Dr. Luke situation. Katy was apparently deposed as part of Dr. Luke's lawsuit, but what she said hasn't been revealed. I don't know if it will be. I feel like we wind up hearing from depositions all the time. I'm sure some of them are just entered into evidence, and so they become part of the public record. But there's been no word from Katy or Kesha since this story broke yesterday. Dr. Luke's people issued a statement calling the allegation that he raped Katy a malicious falsehood. They claim that Katy has denied it, although they're just saying that, and we haven't heard what Katy actually said. This is the first time I've heard Katy Perry's name mentioned in this whole debacle.
Right.
So anyway, really, that's a story about a story that someday we might get the details to. That
Crunch.
Kind of story. I know.
Someone wrote a text. Actually, I wish I would have been looking for that while you started the story. But here it is. 415 says, Vinny, the burden of proof shifts in a libel suit. As when you first talked about the story this morning, I was saying, you know, these allegations that are being thrown around are pretty darn serious. And if he's sitting there and is innocent, I'm sure he has his lawyers prepared to sue them to smithereens. Mm. Vinny, the burden of proof shifts in a libel suit. You have to prove the accusations are false and the accuser knew they were false, i.e. proof of malice. So if you fail, it can increase the perception of guilt. That's why most people don't bother.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what...
For his part,
let me see if it says,
he's remained fairly silent.
Mm-hmm. It's just a $50 million countersuit against Kesha. But it has to be for defamation. I mean, that's what he's denying what she's accusing him of. So, I don't know. Who knows how that... I thought that had been squared away, but apparently not. You know, she's back to being on the radio, so...
Tonight at Shoreline with Macklemore.
Oh, that's right.
Big show.
Huge show.
It sounds like a great show.
They've got a hit song together. Yeah. Let me see if I can find something short to squeeze in here. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders get paid less than the mascot.
Ah.
Jada Pinkett Smith said she knew that Jaden lost his virginity because all of a sudden his walk changed. Did you know he moved out of their house? Jaden Smith is the son of Jada and Will Smith. He moved out at 15.
Well, he got emancipated, right?
He did. He got himself separated from them and wanted to live in his own house and just went, I've got your money. So, I mean, because I assume that's where he got all the money from.
He was in a movie, so he made a couple bucks.
He's been in a few movies, yeah. He's worth about $8 million.
Oh. She said she realized he'd lost his virginity because he had a certain swag about him as he was walking along. He was walking different, and there was just a loss of this. My little boy was gone. I looked at him. I was like, where have you been? What's been going on? He said, you know, I was just with a friend. Mm. She said he fessed up. He told her.
Well, why?
A friend who I boned. I said, oh, okay, anything you want to tell me? And right away he told me, Jaden can't lie. He moved out at 15 years old and had his own place. And
she is so good in Gotham. I don't know where we, I know she's married to Will Smith, but I don't know where we got her from. Like, what is her background? What was she
the
in?
The first
that-
time I remember seeing her when she was a kid, and she was on The Fresh Prince. Oh. Of Bel Air with Will. She played one of his girlfriends. I think she went to the same school he did. That's where I first started noticing her. And then she popped up like on Martin, you know, all the
shows. Got her start in a different world.
Oh, was she with Lisa Bonet?
Yeah, she played a girl named Lena James. She was in like, I don't know, a lot of episodes with her.
So she's been around.
She started out as a young actress.
Before that,
she
was in Doogie Howser, and she was in an episode of 21 Jump Street.
Well, she's very
so she's
attractive.
Never really been a film star prior to becoming Mrs. Will Smith.
Yeah, I've seen her in some films.
Well, she was in The Matrix.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, you don't remember in The Matrix?
No.
Oh, she was one of the people that helps Keanu
get
the bad guys.
I might have seen
Girls Trip.
Yeah, saw that on HBO the other day. So
she's good in Gotham.
Is she a good guy or a bad guy?
She is, I guess you'd say she's a bad guy. Mm.
She like the club owner or something?
Yeah, but that's sort of changing now. And I'm at, I don't know what episode, 16 or something like that of the first season. So I'm moving
along.
You're
only in the first season still.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have a lot still to watch.
Oh, my goodness. It is. There's a lot of show there. That's why I chose it. I was hoping it would just be simple, but she's a badass. They show her next to all the other people on the show, and she's 2 feet tall.
She's a tiny thing, yeah.
But she is. She plays a tough one.
We are totally out of time. What's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question about, is it wrong?
I think you already know the answer.
I don't know the answer to this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Account Temps. You can watch the show any old time, radioalice.com/watch. We have cameras in all the studios, and boy, we get gussied up for you. Check us out at radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn is running the cameras in there, and so the show's live while we're here on the air, and then throughout the day, he loops it. And on the weekend, it's a best of, for God's sake. You can watch us anytime you want. Looking Glass at radioalice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
So I'm going to do a couple texts here because we'll have limited time at the end of the show where we usually catch up due to the movie review.
Ooh.
Oh. Moomin will review Incredibles 2 and tag with our friend Rudy.
Yes.
That's at 9:15. So
right. Looking forward to that.
Here's a couple. 4 and 5 says, that French songstress was Edith Piaf, you Philistines.
Sorry. We don't know about that.
The Volta sound?
Yeah.
I still don't know who that is, and you just told me your name.
Yeah,
who is
sorry.
That? Do you know who
some
that?
Some French singing lady. Oh, yeah, everyone knows her, Vinny. Unless
Edith
you're Philistine.
Piaf.
So, right. Listen, everyone, I chose Cirque du Soleil music that I really liked. It wasn't specifically for Volta. It's just a hodgepodge of
Oh, so
moments.
Those weren't even from Volta.
Volta,
I
yes.
see. So the ones that Bryn's been playing are from Volta?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I believe we got that soundtrack from
From the people.
Play,
they
yeah.
would like us to play that.
I was just
that,
mixing it up.
Thank you,
That's
Hooman.
All right, Hooman. Good job.
Good job. Thanks. Way to mix it up, Hooman. Way to keep us on our toes and interested.
And now we know who Edith Piaf is.
Do we, though?
No. I won't know 1 minute from now.
I still don't know.
Real quick, I wanted to address this. 925 writes, "Hi, Vinny. How is Isla feeling? My kid got car sick yesterday on the way here, so she's fine. I guess that goes away after a little while." And so she did boot all over the car, and the car seat had to be hosed down, and the parts that could be removed were washed. So it's all good. But
is the car stinky?
I didn't get in it, and they took my keys the minute I got home and went and did some other things.
Did she barf in that one?
She didn't. So I think
no one gave her a glass of milk and an iPad to look at.
On Highway 17. Right. So anyway, they're going to try and come in maybe Monday.
Well, that's exciting.
I really would like them to see you guys and have a minute in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She needs to see that.
Who wants to know who Edith Piaf is?
No one. No
I
one.
Do.
No. Oh, right. Oh my God. What's wrong with you?
So she's a French singer, songwriter, cabaret performer.
Oh.
She was born in 1915.
Oh.
And died in 1963. And she's like one of the well-known international stars of France.
Oh.
All since 1963, there have been all these biographies.
She's like the French Liza Minnelli.
Exactly.
Cabaret singer. Oh, fun. Thank you, Hooman. Thank goodness we know about her now.
I think that movie.
What else is in the news?
All right. I wasn't quite done there. Vin, you want me to keep going, buddy?
End scene.
Go ahead, Betty. Let's hear some more about Edith.
All right. Oh,
so
my
there
God.
Was an Academy Award winning film in 2007 called La Vie en Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it had to do with her film or her life a little
bit.
Well,
I see. Wow.
So, yeah. Now they keep studying her. Back over to you.
Congratulations to London Breed as she has been elected the newest mayor of San Francisco. She's the second woman and first African-American woman elected as the mayor of San Francisco. So that's a very big deal and I'm sure a very proud day for her as she gets up and sees the actual job and shivers in fear. Mm. How could you not? There's a lot on your plate.
Yep. It's not an easy city to run.
People are pooping in the streets.
Among many other things.
Yeah. So, you know, your work is cut out for you there, London.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Do good.
Yep.
We're all with you.
Is it wrong, Sarah?
Yes. It is.
A photograph. Well, you don't know yet.
All right.
A photograph of an unidentified man taking a selfie in front of emergency workers helping a Canadian woman who was hit by a train has sparked widespread outrage.
So this guy's someone.
She was hit by a train.
Takes a picture of him, and he's standing in front of the maimed woman.
Taking a picture of himself.
With her in the
background. In the background. I'm going to show this to you.
It's wrong.
Emergency officials helped the woman off the track, but not before a man in a white shirt and shorts took a picture of himself in front of the scene. And of course, as I mentioned, people are tripping on him.
If that's your son, you're bummed out. Or your husband. Or if that's some friend of yours, you're like, what on earth were you thinking?
Italian photojournalist Giorgio Lambri captured the man taking a selfie at the scene, posting it on the newspaper website with the headline, "The barbarism you don't expect. The selfie in front of tragedy."
Mm.
Here's the picture that made the newspaper website there in Italy. You see the man and
I do see
the woman on the ground in the background.
He's even making like a hand gesture. Oh, the poor woman. My God. This is just horrible. You know, we've heard stories in the past, too, where something terrible is happening to someone else and people aren't calling 911 or jumping in to save them. They immediately pick out get out their phone and start taking video of it and commenting on it. Like, what's happening to us?
Well, I don't.
So is it wrong? Yes, Vinny.
It's wrong for sure. And it's. I want to point out that, you know, humans have been savage forever. It's not new. It's not
civilization is newer than savagery.
You know, we've been ugly all the time since we began. But this is, you'd think as we get better and become more civilized, that this type of thing would be simple.
Mm.
Either help or move it along.
Or stay out of the way.
Get out the way, yeah.
You know, I mean, if either they, if you can't help, then split, man.
And don't put, why are you selfieing? I mean, even, I mean, even if you're taking, oh, Jesus, like to think, oh, I got to.
Let me get a picture.
Let me get a picture of this with me in it.
This was in Italy.
Oh.
At train tracks. Mm. I want to mention real quick, the World Cup's about to begin, everyone. So,
listen,
yay.
We know. So, I don't know what's going to happen to it. Listen, we watch local news every morning in UZ
KTVU.
Studio. She has KTVU on every single morning. Gracias, Mikaelian.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and my boyfriend, Mike Mivak.
Yeah. Sitting in the big chair.
Uh-huh.
So, we watch that, and this morning...
he raises his chair.
His chair is so much higher
so
than
he's taller.
So, he's the same height, at least. It's like, I can see the back of your chair.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. You know his feet aren't touching the ground. He is adorable.
Uh-huh. And so, I think he's wearing shorts underneath that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, please, it's a suit on top.
All right, the World Cup. So jeez, you guys.
So
you're
we love them.
To like him?
We do love
I
him.
I love him.
We actually, I like that whole podcast.
That's how I love Vinny.
We love really roughly, rough lovers. So we watch that every morning. And this morning, I'm like, is this World Cup promo ever going to end? I mean, it's like... dragons flying over, you know, an animated Moscow, and it's just somewhat. It's going on and right. It's going on and on and on, and I realize, oh, they're not doing the news today. There's like a live reporter on scene from there,
good.
But what he's really doing is just showing the sweeping vistas and talking about. I mean, and then it's like interviews with the player. I'm like, can we see if there's something else? And we're like, well, we don't want to watch the national news because I guess it cuts to that on most stations. But luckily, this is going to be a good month for Cron 4 because anyone who doesn't want to watch, we were like, oh, look, local news on Cron. Yeah. There we go. We'll watch Cron.
So the next 31 days is going to be all this?
People are into it. You know, even though what we read in the news would lead you to believe we're not a melting pot. We have been in the past, and there are a lot of people from other countries here that
care
love
deeply. The
beautiful game. So it's going to be everywhere for a while. And I actually, if you give yourself a second and you watch it, you can catch the fever. I expect to watch some soccer.
Right. And listen, if I was watching a game, that might be one thing. Actually, I'd never watch that.
No,
but,
I like
but
it.
But this coverage is just, you know, it's like hype for the Olympics.
Well,
it's going on and on and backstories and little production pieces. And
they spent money getting that.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
And
it's
expect
a Fox
to
thing.
Wring every dollar out of it. Father's Day is around the corner.
I know.
It's enough of that.
Oh, that's it?
Should I tell you more? I mean, there's not really
I'm
much
well
to
aware.
Say, is there?
Yes. I said, my dad, be on the lookout. My present's coming.
Would you?
I don't want to say because they're listening.
Oh.
It's nothing big or anything.
Hi, Gentry.
I've gotten him steaks in the past or whatever. I just thought I'd send him
Harris
something.
Ranch.
You didn't get him a new boat?
No.
I thought he needed a new boat.
He actually got a new boat. He sold the boat I got him. I'm like, oh. I always felt sort of proud that I'd gotten my dad a boat.
Right. But he got a new boat.
He got a better boat. I guess I got a kind of a crappy boat. I didn't realize that the boat I got him was crappy.
Well, did you research it?
Well, I let him pick the boat. I said, you know, here's your budget.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you.
Well, I'm a nice person. You know, I want to give back to my mom and dad. You know, where would I be without them?
Right.
And they got there. They retired. And I said, you know what you guys need? A boat. But my boat apparently wasn't good enough for them.
So what was the
sold it
what
and got
was
another
the need
boat.
On the new boat? Did he need a bigger boat? Did he need rubber bumpers on it? What's the thing that
you know,
he needed?
The boat looks just like the old boat to me in the pictures, but I think it's bigger and probably nicer.
There you go.
I got a new boat.
Well, he's spending, you know, 12 hours a day out there.
He basically lives on the boat. He
as long as the
be
beer
comfy.
Holds out, he's out there.
Sure. Maybe this one has beer cup holders. I don't know.
22% of people won't buy Father's Day gifts for their dad until Father's Day.
Oh. What are you going to get him, flowers?
Something from the 7-Eleven?
Right. Here you go, Dad. I got you a Slurpee.
Six pack.
Yeah, I got you some gig. So for some dads, that's a great gift.
Dads are I don't know. I'm less concerned about gifts. I'd have said as it came up. Yeah, I want to play some guitar that day, and we can go to lunch or dinner. Mm-hmm. But if you guys could just leave me alone, that'd be huge.
Oh,
Like, let me just do...
I want to get out of my dad duties on Dad's Day.
Well, I'll do some dad duties.
Sure.
But I'd also like to play a little guitar.
I'd like that, too. You have an AC/DC song to learn that we're going to...
I know that I do. So that'd be great.
Mm. Although, I can see... An avocado!
Thanks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Boy, I really missed the Bryn's out, everyone.
Yeah, Bryn's got the gout.
Has acted up.
The gout has taken him out.
925 says, tell Bryn my friend has gout and takes one pill a day and it takes care of it. Go to the doctor, Bryn.
One pill a day. Bryn, go to the doctor.
Some antibiotics.
Something. Anti-inflammatory anything. Oh, the poor guy.
Allopurinol is the first line treatment for gout after diet. It gets rid of the uric acid and also helps protect the kidneys.
Oh, allopurinol. Wow.
Whatever that means.
It sounds really helpful. Aloe, so soothing. Purinol, purifying you.
It's not
you.
That. It's not. It's a different aloe. Hmm. At least the way they spelled
it. I'm just saying,
it
sounds like the right thing to do. Aloe. Oh, is aloe in it? Oh, I'll be so soft and supple.
408 says, Incredibles 2 is off the hook amazing. Got to see it at a sneak preview last night.
Oh, wonder if they were at our sneak preview. Didn't we just do that?
Maybe that's Rudy. Is that Rudy, you think?
Oh, could be.
You think he's texting in?
Well, he did ask for the text number the other day.
He did? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we give it out all the time. He had to ask you for it?
Must be busy.
Yeah, he must be. So he's coming in at 9:15 when we peak for the week.
I don't know. I got his comedy schedule. Doesn't look that busy.
All right.
Oh,
maybe
really?
He's a late sleeper.
Well, he's been on a pretty extensive tour, though. He's everywhere for a while there.
Around the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not locally.
He went to Minneapolis. He was in...
Italy.
Texas
for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Italy. Mm. The stories were fantastic from Italy.
I know.
Some lady doesn't even...
I know.
It's crazy.
They've been out walking around all day, too.
Anyway, what's coming?
You want to freshen up?
Yeah. Can you? Please?
I have George Lucas's ideas for some sequels.
All right.
For Star Wars. And I'm so glad he's not in charge anymore.
What?
I'll tell you all about them after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.